every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In those days, some Jews from Antioch and Iconium arrived and won over the crowds. They stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. But when the disciples gathered around him, he got up and entered the city. On the following day, he left with Barnabas for Derbe. After they had proclaimed the good news to that city and made a considerable number of disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch. They strengthened the spirits of the disciples and exhorted them to persevere in the faith, saying, "It is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." They appointed presbyters for them in each church and, with prayer and fasting, commended them to the Lord, in whom they had put their faith. Then they traveled from Pisidia and reached Pamphylia. After proclaiming the word at Perga, they went down to Attalia. From there, they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work they had now accomplished. And when they arrived, they called the church together and reported that what God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. Then they spent no little time with the disciples. The word of the Lord. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Let all your works give thanks, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom, making known to men your might and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingdom for all ages, and your dominion endures through all ages. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. May my mouth speak the praise of the Lord, and may all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Alleluia. To suffer and to rise from the dead, and so enter into his glory.
Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father, and that I do just as the Father has commanded me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise.
There are strong indications in our daily events that challenges to the great commandment, to the very heart of our faith, are very much with us. The war in Ukraine was undertaken as a deliberate and intentional invasion of a sovereign neighbor, involving the ongoing killing of many thousands of people. The chatter and the reports around the Roe versus Wade decision of 50 years ago are mostly carried on without any recognition of the fetus as being worthy of being loved. Racist hatred and terrorist blood vengeance are fueled by messages that conscript the vulnerable, especially the young and the powerless, whose God or religion is an imposter that peddles harm and not peace or reconciliation. All of this calls for us to be true examples of the love that we espouse as Christians, even while we engage in hand-wringing over the state of things outside our door. Paul, in the first reading, barely withstands a stoning in Lystra, not unlike that which killed Stephen in Jerusalem. When they didn't like what you were saying in those days, people didn't get up and leave. They tried to make sure they'd never have to listen to you again. Of course, in its own way, such vicious opposition is a cousin to the kinds of division that marks our political parties in the United States and even the church. It's no wonder that some of Jesus' last words are a greeting of peace to his disciples, as well as the first words he utters when he finds them gathered in the upper room after his resurrection. He says that the peace he offers is different from that in the world, where the ruler of the world, Satan, still has tremendous influence. The peace that Jesus offers frees us from the ruler of the world by freeing us ultimately from death. We're freed also from the slavery of sin that's characteristic of those who have allowed themselves to stray from a regular examination of conscience, strayed from faithfulness to a standard that was set on the day that we were baptized and is refreshed each time we stop to admit our faults. At Mass, in confession, on retreat, and when we come before the Blessed Sacrament in all humility. Jesus says that the world must know that I love the Father and that I do as the Father has commanded me. In turn, if we love Jesus, we must do as he has commanded, to wash one another's feet, to serve and not to be served, to love God with our whole heart, our whole mind and strength, and to love others as we love Christ and the one who sent him. The world will know how the Trinity is burning in love for us by how it sees us burning in our love for each other. This is the commandment, the assignment that we keep coming back to as we seek to extend the reach of the kingdom of God. To those who have ears, let them hear. And let us not weary of the perseverance that St. Paul exhorts his hearers to maintain. We endure our hardships, carry our cross, so that we might rejoice in the fullness of God's love, the peace that Christ confers through his oneness with the Father.